Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
The Match Ball.
Levi's listeners.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show.
10% off your legal fees. Sell your house. Leave the country. See you later.
Oh, God. How do you feel? Are you angry? Are you disappointed? Or is it just that same familiar fucking feeling again?
I think weirdly, if we'd lost 1-0, I think I'd probably be more angry than I am. But because it's 4, you kind of go, fucking hell, Leeds. I knew we had potential to lose that, but bloody hell.
Yeah, wowzers, as Felonious Funk has just said. We're live on YouTube for some hardy souls who've chosen to join us for this, what will undoubtedly be a post-mortem for the QPR game. Yeah, levislisters.co.uk/thesquareball, 10% discount on your legal fees. You know the rest. Dan, Michael and Rob. What a weird day. Of all the things, I don't know, I've been trying to talk myself into the idea that, you know, maybe we might just turn up when it counts and do what we need to do. But every time that question's been asked of us this season, we've choked, haven't we? Just about. No. I think we went top going into the international break, and that seems to be the thing that spooked us.
Yeah, that is the note I made at halftime. We look very spooked. It was a strange time to pick for our worst performance of the season. Mm-hmm. Like you talk about, we've come into some games under pressure and not played our best. We were at our very worst tonight, pretty much every one of them.
Because I suppose to an extent there are certain bits of the way we play that are predictably bad. Like we've tended to struggle against low blocks. That wasn't really a low block, was it tonight?
No, they attacked us and got about us, didn't they, in that first 20 minutes and got the game won.
You're kind of aware that Pirro and Ruter have got quirks, should we call them, where Pirro can go missing for a bit, Ruter can't control or shoot sometimes. But then the reliable bits of the team, like Rodon and Gruev, were crap as well. So it was just a total system failure, wasn't it? Like I can't think of anyone who played well.
And I think
Grady were all right.
I think this is the thing, like when you take it in the shape of the overall season, it's what I think makes it more difficult is that in any normal season, we'd be up with what we've done and we'd be fine to lose 9 games and get this points tally because the system works more often than not, but it really falls apart when it doesn't work. And unfortunately, we've come up against one of those nights just when we needed to not do that.
I think talking about the system and the shape is kind of irrelevant because they just shat the bed, really. Like, touches were awful. Passing was awful. Shooting was awful. Defending was awful. Like, they were really kind of...
Corners. Give corners a mention as well.
Both attacking and defending, awful. And it's one of those games where, you know, we seem to be losing every second ball. Whenever the ball's loose, it's falling for QPR. And you can sometimes go like, oh, they're getting all the breaks. But you think, nah, it's not a coincidence if it's happening every time.
It was. We got nothing fell for us tonight, but it felt like it was all our own making.
Yeah, I mean, they didn't create a great deal, really, weirdly, in that game. But then there were good chances when they had them, like free headers. And I suppose the first goal, you can say it got started with a quite heavily deflected shot. It's a bit fortunate. And I suppose we'd seen us go down against Middlesbrough. It's like, okay, we can fix this. Just get back on it. Score fairly soon. And we can take control of the game again. But it just never, ever looked like happening, did it?
No, I said to you, didn't I, in that second half? I just realised I haven't watched any of the second half.
Nothing happened, really.
Nothing happened. To be fair, we were wandering around the building for 5 minutes in the first part, looking at a potential storeroom. Stalking the corridors.
Yeah, I didn't realise the second half had kicked off. So I missed the first 3 minutes of that, which was...
We did imagine that it might be like in Die Hard, like in Nakatomi Plaza, didn't we? We were hoping to meet Hans Gruber.
That was the hope.
Yeah.
Sadly not.
And get shot up near the roof, but it didn't happen.
Where were we though? Yeah, second half. I mean, Joseph had that chance, which was actually a very good save, wasn't it? Which the ref gave a goal kick for, which is probably a benefit to us, I guess, because it means you don't have to watch another corner. And
Rutter dragged
that one wide, didn't he?
Chance. Very wide as well. Not that far out. While you were out wandering the office block, I did make a few notes of straight away from the start of the second half, Nonto cutting. He had a load of time, load of space. He had about four players up with him. Just took forever to make a pass and got tackled. There was a nice Byram cross that sort of was towards Rutter, who was unmarked. He just sort of flicked off his head, went very harmlessly wide. There was Joel Pirro give it away twice in the first 2 minutes. And you thought, you're looking for a reaction after a really dismal first half. And you thought, no, we're just going to do the same thing here.
Good to see Pirro get the full 90 though for his fitness.
Johnny Cooper, actually.
For one of those minutes.
Johnny Cooper off of Opta texted me, let me have a look when this happened. 9:45. Yeah. No, maybe just before. I think he said that he'd lost the ball something like 10 times. Obviously, you said he lost the ball 10 times. And yeah, Johnny was saying that
this is great content.
No, I'm just I'm not going to be mean about him because I realised it was you that picked out the number of times he'd lost the ball. So
it was lots. To be fair,
I think that was me, and I'd looked across the whole team. And
sorry, it was you, Rob. Yeah.
They were all around.
I've been bombarded for just bad information tonight, and I don't mean bad information as in wrong. I just mean making me
Chip
sad.
Chip Chapman, it's the Terror Man.
So Leicester have just tweeted out, "I predict a riot."
Yeah, fair play.
Which is like fair enough. I mean, they've been promoted tonight, so congratulations to them. Don't know how they did it. Really just sort of took the division by the scruff of the neck. So on and so forth. I don't have anything to say, Michael.
No, it's fine, won't it? And well done to Ipswich as well, I suppose.
Do you know the daft thing? They'll probably, as you said, didn't you, in the shows leading up to this, we'll lose, they'll probably lose, and it'll just string it all out further and further and further.
Yeah.
As Phil always describes it, creeping death feeling. It'll roll forward to Tuesday. So we can get hope resurrected probably a little bit tomorrow night. So it'll either be complete and utter disaster tomorrow night because they'll win, or they'll lose and you'll go, oh, I've got hope again now. If only. And then they'll go win on Tuesday or something.
Talking of hope, my halftime note says I'm starting to convince myself we'll maybe win the playoffs. But then admittedly, that was before the second half, which sort of killed that little bit of hope I might have had. But
Yeah,
that wasn't any better, was it?
You were just saying that Southampton game could well end up as just two teams playing their reserves, more or less.
The Chokers derby.
But we played Preston last day of the season, didn't we, before playing them in the playoffs? I know we won't be playing Southampton, will we? But it'll be similar situations to that, where you're just kind of going, yeah, whatever. The result is fine. Doesn't matter. We can give the players a nice round of applause at the end of it. Rather than singing "What the fucking hell was that?" which is what you could hear from the away end today, which was absolutely justified, I have to say as well.
Yeah, I mean, Benjamin is just saying here in the comments on YouTube, does anyone actually see Farker putting a rocket up them for the playoffs? Doesn't feel like that's the style, does it? His or the team's. We never go out and smother teams like you know, the nice time that happened before.
Well,
and it wasn't all plain sailing. We've said that before, but still,
I don't know. We've had. Games where we've like the Swansea game is springing to mind. But there have been games where we've looked dominant and we've scored fairly early, and it's not been difficult. That was just weird performance.
There was early on, lots of weird things were going on. You had Willie Nonso was in one of his moods where he was just giving away daft free kicks and moaning about everything. But there was that moment where he gave away a daft free kick, and then they just gave him the ball straight from a free kick, and then I think he ran into Chris Somerville.
Yeah. Hutchies just mentioned that. Really bad. Just had the comment ready.
And then,
so as soon as Nonto and Somerville ran into each other, when we tried to counter-attack at the start of the game, I knew it was going to be a bad night.
There was another moment in the first half where Joe Rodon and the Gruffalo were stood sort of 5 yards apart in their own half, just passing the ball to each other back and forth like pinball, and you could tell they were both a bit like, well, you do something with it, and then you give the ball back. Like, no, you do something with it. And it was just kind of like that all night, where you're waiting for a player to, or they're all waiting for someone else to kind of grab you by the scruff of the neck, and none of them were playing good enough to make it happen.
Yeah, it looks like they don't know what to do. When it doesn't work, the passing it around thing that we do.
Well, is the issue then, is it just Pirro in that team? Because that was the change compared to the Middlesbrough game. And we've been frustrated with him many times, haven't we, now, where we play him as a striker, and I can see him and Rutter interchange, whichever way it works, but there's not one of them leading the line, is there? And I mean, I know you can say it's hindsight now, but I would have had Joseph in ahead of him to start the game, because I think we play, as frustrating as Bamford is, we play better with him in the team. So if he's out of the team, put someone in who is most like him, and that is Joseph.
The problem then is that you are not going with your senior, and this is just me playing devil's advocate, I'm not saying I disagree with you, is that you are then suggesting to one of your senior players you no longer have faith in him to deliver what he's supposed to do. And all the stuff you told him in the summer and you've been coaching him all season, well, actually, at the crucial moment, I've lost faith in you.
Are we allowed to lose faith in him now?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Because he could just play him the video of this game and go, well, that's why you dropped for the Southampton game, because of all this. And I think he couldn't really complain.
All this, just all a big generic.
I've put together like a 5-minute compilation of every time he touched the ball, and that's why you're not going to be playing against Southampton.
I understand less and less what Pirlo is the more I see him this season. So at the start of the season, he wasn't amazing, but the team was functioning. Like, he was scoring goals, him and Rutter were playing well together. Since the turn of the year, I mean, I guess he's not been playing much, so he's not going to be playing his best when he does come in, but he just seems less and less convinced in what his role in the team is. And then each game he sort of ends up in central midfield because we just change the attack around him.
Melier.
Yeah, he's rubbish still, isn't he? I said at some point during the game, I hate every single one.
I made a note of that, 66 minutes. I suddenly hate every single one of our players. Now.
Every time one of them came on screen, I thought, oh, fuck off. Honestly. And I know it can change, but tonight, every single one of them was like, no. Like, not, I was annoyed with Nonto right from the start.
Rubbish.
Just whinging. Like, he got touched in the face very lightly twice, and he's just desperately trying to get something. Rather than trying to take the game by the scruff of neck and make something happen, just seemingly trying to get someone booked or sent off, and he's thinking, don't do that.
I felt like he was often the player that was like finding a yard of space, but whenever he got it there, he just lost it, or he'd take too long on the ball constantly. Wouldn't shoot quick enough.
There was one decent cross to Somerville first half, wasn't there, when he again, it was a decent Begovic save. It was Somerville at the far post, and then it ended up in a corner, I think Byron followed it in, but then they put it behind. But generally speaking, the delivery was not great. There was a bit in the second half actually where it got to Nonto on the right. I think you've already described a similar situation here, but one where you could see players in the box making runs and he just completely scuffed it to one of their players instead of it going anywhere near any of our three that we had running into the box.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Yeah, it's an interesting comment here from Peter, saying, taking the emotions out of the result, it does seem that all the games since the internationals, all teams have massively raised their game against us. Teams do that anyway, don't they? Because we're a sizable scalp in this division. But it's also because it's the business end of the season, isn't it? It's the stuff at stake. And I think if that's the case, it would be the case with anybody that you play.
Yeah. It's just going to happen in every game, isn't it? I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah.
But for every team, you can make an argument for it. I mean, that's why in some ways the Southampton-Leicester result was surprising the other day, because everyone was like, fucking hell, Southampton have just completely given up here. Like, they're not asked anymore.
And those chumps who do that.
And you could, well, as Don Goodman said, you've not seen such a heavy defeat for any of the top four this season. It's like, well, it did happen last week, Don, but fine. And he can fuck off. They're on Gary Weaver and his patch of grass.
Sky Sports.
Bro, take that patch of grass and shove it up your ass, Weaver.
Oh, dear me. Anybody want a ticket for Southampton?
There'd be a few about.
Could be a few knocking
on the exchange tomorrow. If we need
one. I know there's a big scramble from today, wasn't there? But why are you selling?
No, I'll be there till the bitter end so we can all fucking moan together.
Good.
Moaning on together.
So, Hull in the playoffs?
Yeah, they'll be the ones coming into it with momentum, won't we? Which is a stupid thing. We need them to beat Ipswich to drag this whole charade out a little bit longer and then get themselves into the playoffs, knock us out of the playoffs, go up.
Mm.
We can sell all our good players.
Yep.
And resign ourselves to a permanent life in the Championship.
I mean, the Premier League wasn't much fun for the most part, was it? That is the one factor. But then the Championship was also not much fun for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's football.
I think it might be. In which case, what are we doing?
I try not to open that can of worms. It does always just lead you to one answer.
Yeah, so you don't need to do this, you know. No, I suppose not.
But what else can we do if we don't do this?
It's a problem, isn't it?
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, because I've been to watch basketball a few times this year, and they've won some, they've lost some. Either way, it's all right. Yeah. I sort of leave and I go, oh, well.
Your son screamed to the referee that it was a bald bitch.
He did. And that was fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's just fine either way, really. I can kind of appreciate the game,
but it's the hope and the care that's what makes this addictive, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. And if Ipswich get 1 point from or less from these two games, then
it's all to play for. Final day,
we're back on, aren't
big
we?
Big shootout,
we're back on.
The two losers.
In fact, even if they get 3 points, it's on for the final day, isn't it? It's not on. It's up for grabs as Ipswich play Huddersfield.
Should be said, by the way, David's saying in the comments, don't forget 170 million of outgoing transfer fees due at the end of June. It's not that much. That's how much is due, full stop.
And that was at the last, was a year ago.
And we sold those two chumps to Bournemouth for 42 million in between times. So it's not as bleak as that.
But there's quite a bit.
What, bleak?
No, of money.
Outgoing transfer. Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, on the plus that Rasmus Christensen coming back.
We'll be raking it in, selling him and Brendan Aronson and Mark Rocker. I'll just loaning him out again.
Yeah, they'll be gone again.
The thing is, we could go up from here. All this will be a silly memory. It just all of it, like losing at QPR in the running, it made me start thinking about 1992 again. That's all I could think. That's the one like shred of hope I could cling on to. It happened back then. We got hammered.
One game left, though, this time.
QPR. Yeah, it's not many, is it?
No.
Not many to turn it round.
Not when they've got two left.
They've got three, sorry.
Yes, yeah. They've got three, haven't they?
So we've got 3 points we can play for.
Yeah, they've got
nine.
They
can get nine.
And they're one behind us.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not looking great, is it?
No, not really.
The maths is against us.
the number's not...
The maths is laying.
Yeah. Are there any comments coming through? I don't know if I care, to be honest.
Let's have a look at my notes, shall we?
I think you can probably start taking the piss out of Farke now.
Oh, the subs.
Do the voice.
The subs. Let's talk about Farke and the subs. Because...
Roll the dice earlier, change it.
Yeah, like loads
earlier. Yeah, do it, just do it.
Like half an hour, half time, 50 minutes...
I think he would probably.
Did Jimmy Shackleton get it run out?
I haven't got the comments up in front of me, but I imagine he's going to mention the injury situation because actually we had James out, Bamford out.
Thought you were going to say Jamie Shackleton's injury.
Connor Roberts out. So three of your sort of senior players in that squad does cause a severe dent, or at least it limits your options off the bench, doesn't it? I'm sure he'll probably mention that.
It does.
Not helpful. But that said, do something else.
But we'd lost control of midfield and you've got Kamara, who is a senior player on the bench, and nothing was sticking up front. And you've got a number nine on the bench. So I would maybe have done something with those two at some point.
When QPR were making changes before us, you started to think, I think we sort of need to chase this a bit more, to be honest. We were just sort of doing the same thing over and over again, which hadn't worked and expecting it to work.
Just had a kind of flash forward to Wembley and us getting to the playoff final and having to play on, you know, when it matters to win, when it matters.
It won't be a Wembley, don't worry. We won't get it, don't worry.
But it might, because that's the worst way, isn't it? That's the worst outcome.
I don't know. Derby felt pretty bad.
Yeah. I imagine it could be worse.
Oh, it's hard to remember, isn't it? Watford was bad.
Not at Wembley, though.
Doncaster. Enjoy that one.
That was bad. Yeah.
Some good times to look forward to.
Some good times. I suppose with the Watford one, at least we were well out of that. Fairly early, a bit like this game. You couldn't really get crossed by then because you were just like, oh, I've just got fucking.
Except I'm just 5 hours from home.
We just got battered here, aren't we? Brilliant. lovely stuff. So yeah, so I don't think we're going to go up is the short version of this.
But you would say that off the back of a 4-0 win, you negative Nancy.
4-0 win?
For QPR.
We win!
Yeah, I meant
QPR
to tell you.
Fun.
The underlying metrics said that we did.
My eyes!
I meant a 4-0 defeat.
Yeah, Ipswich, it's the 9 points that Ipswich have got to play for is the concern.
Right. What if they tough get, if they get none, we don't have to do anything against Southampton.
I like it.
Because you did suggest that in the second half. We might go up yet by never winning another point in this division.
We might go up with Leicester and we both sack our managers in summer, having both got over 90 points.
Yeah, Simon Windmill, the worst outcome is losing on penalties in the final.
That's possible. Oh, Pat Bamford gets to take one.
If it comes to that, I won't be watching it.
Do you reckon they'll make Bamford step up for each one and then give it to a teammate?
At least you don't have to watch any of this from the toilet.
No.
It's quite relaxing in a way.
Yeah.
It's like the years of... It was quite a few years of relaxing football at Elland Road.
Just used to go to the bar in the second half.
You just chat. You'd be like, oh, they put a third in, fine.
Can we end this yet?
The stream?
Mm.
Yeah.
Just to clarify what you mean.
I've just opened Twitter trying to find the comments from the press conference. And it's a fool's errand. It's a bad exercise. I shouldn't have done it.
I'm intrigued to see who scored very badly on FotMob, because that gives you little algorithm-based things. So according to that...
Leeds United is the answer.
Everyone was shit. In particular, Melier and Gruev.
Right. Yeah.
Gruev. Have we mentioned him?
Not
blocking the first two shots.
Yeah, not specifically not for that.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, Gruev is very bad, isn't he? Yeah, 4.8. Wow. That's not so good, is it?
It looks about right, though, does that? Like, everyone was just rubbish. I think it's maybe a bit generous, to be perfectly honest, looking at some of the scores. I think I'd, as it'll probably be reflected on the TSP Plus submitted ratings, I would be amazed if anyone's got above a 6 there.
Above a 5?
I think maybe Archie Gray, for being local and young, maybe gets a 6.
Yeah, he had a few runs forward at the start of the second half. Felt like he was trying to drive us forward a bit.
We could put a limit in and just say, maximum you can score is 5.
We can't even moan about the ref tonight. That's how shit we were.
Right.
Because it didn't make any difference, did it?
No.
We can moan a bit. How much did he add on? 6 minutes?
Yeah.
Then why now? Don't do it now.
Should have done it against one of the other teams.
I don't want him now. And I know it's technically you're adding the time on from that game. If you're going to be a stickler for the rules.
Just stupid.
You can't add time on from other games.
We've got 90 points. We've played 45 games and we've got 90 points and we're sad.
Could still match the Bielsa total, couldn't we?
What was that?
That was 93, wasn't it?
Was it?
And we won the league by 10 points.
Yeah, I mean, 90, if someone had said to you, start of the season, 90 points with a game to go, you'd be like, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Champions.
Yeah. Just a bit of relaxing that
champions,
final game.
Lovely
we?
Stuff.
Well, we still might.
Oh, dear.
Well, that's not going to happen now.
So our goal difference is 39, Ipswich 32.
We only need one more.
They might just claw that back in. That's entertaining, isn't it?
We only need one more point, though, to hold the record for highest points without being promoted. And I'm confident.
Oh, really?
I'm confident we can do that. Sunderland didn't go up on 90 points.
I hope we lose.
And we can beat that. We can get to 91 points.
Yeah. It's good to get your name in the record books for anything, isn't it?
Absolutely perfect. And I think it was on the. Was it Goodman was mentioning they also lost the playoffs that year? So.
Nice.
Excellent. Well, I think they did go up the year after. So.
Oh, the comments are coming in. Good, I'm glad they've come in before we finish the stream. I'll finish myself off.
Sorry for that.
Not in a sexy way.
Stream first down.
Decisive were the first 20 minutes. We didn't do the basics. That's important.
Speaking like Yoda.
Decisive were the first 20 minutes. We didn't do the basics. That's important in football. To win duels, to be there with aggression and movement. QPR used this to go 2-0 up.
Mm. Is that it?
So all I've got so far.
Ask a question, Phil. Tell him he's not happy. We're not happy, Phil.
Mm.
What does Farker do after that? It's very hard to know where to go with it exactly.
Yeah.
Well, because it's all completely out of our hands, isn't it? I guess you switch off from it for a couple of days and see what is left on the table come next Saturday.
Coffee and cake, then same as after a win.
Yeah, I mean, the other side to it is, it's frustrating, isn't it? Because it has genuinely been a good season over the course of the season. We are on 2 points per game. It's just stupid, isn't it?
Mm.
Old daft exercise. Shut it down.
Yeah, we're going to go up on like 83 points next year, aren't we? And it's
comfortable.
It's going to just be like, oh, well.
And it'll just annoy us more about this.
At least it makes it, you know, It makes it easier to say goodbye to Willie Nonto when he spends 90 minutes just moaning about stuff.
We were far away from our best and definitely not good enough. That's all we got.
I mean, I do feel sorry for managers in a lot of ways after games, because when you've got pumps, you just have to go, yeah, we weren't very good, were we? Unless you're Jesse Marsh and you say, yeah, we did really well. But if you've any sense, you just come out and say, yeah, that wasn't good enough. Not very happy with that. We're going to try and fix that.
I saw what you saw.
Mm. So, yeah. Has he said anything else or just...
Some stuff. Yeah. I don't want to know, really.
Okay.
He'll have said some stuff that we weren't great.
Why are we so bad at corners?
Is that what? That must be 150 we've had now since we last scored from one.
We're not even close to scoring from them.
It's the way they seem, even when it's a good corner, it just falls to nobody.
Do you see what QPR did on corners?
Just putting it in the box and that.
Yeah. Mm. Scored a goal, didn't they?
Crossed it to where a player was going to be, didn't they?
Attacked it.
Yeah.
And it ended
and
up
the other one, And the other one was almost a corner, wasn't it? It was a free kick in almost in the corner. Same again.
Fucking hate this club.
And then when we did put a good cross in today from Firpo.
Idiotic, isn't it? The whole thing.
Hero was absolutely nowhere to be seen.
Mm.
And it is the type of cross that Pat Bamford has been getting on the end of and finishing emphatically off his thigh.
Well, it's the type that Joseph did get his foot on second half, wasn't it, when he came on?
More of a cutback on it, but yeah.
Yeah, but you know, someone's kind of gambling on actually attacking the area in front of the goalkeeper rather than all just standing outside the 6-yard box.
Got a question for you both. Are Leeds United choking?
Well, what do you think?
Answer it, because I'm going to tell you what Farker said in a second.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Rob?
Given that performance, yes.
No. It's right that we're disappointed. We're on 90 points after 45 games. This is our toughest result. There's no explanation. We have to be critical, but I'm far away from thinking Leeds are choking.
I know you just said that as well, but I'm more annoyed that he said it. It's like when Don Goodman says something that you accidentally agree with, and you go, still fuck off, Don.
Ah, man alive. Right, well, one more match ball to go, eh? You never know.
Nope.
In the regular season.
Three more to go.
Whatever. Two more to go. One, two, three. Yeah, three. That's just plus three final exits you've just made, yeah.
Right, I'll have to look around this building site.
Yeah.
Hopefully find some asbestos or something I can meddle with.
Yep. That's the end, isn't it?
The match ball.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.